how retailers can create welcoming shopping for everyone. For local shop owners, store managers, and frontline retail teams, retailers enhancing accessibility often run into a real tension. The store can feel fine to most people, while the shopping experience for people with disabilities includes barriers that quietly add stress, slow down choices, or end the visit early. Disability inclusion in retail isn't just a value statement, it's a daily practice that has to hold up under real foot traffic, tight staffing, and imperfect layouts. The hard part is that inclusive retail design challenges can hide in plain sight until someone is excluded. Building accessible shopping environments is a practical way to make more shoppers feel welcome. Understanding assistive tech and inclusive design. At its simplest, retail accessibility means shaping a store and its online experience so more people can move, browse, and buy with confidence. Assistive technologies in retail are the tools that help customers interact, like screen readers, captions, hearing loops, or checkout options that reduce touch and strain. Inclusive design is the habit of planning for different bodies, senses, and situations from the start. This matters because accessibility is not only a legal box to tick. It is how you reduce friction, protect dignity, and keep shoppers from quietly giving up. It also serves more people than you might expect, since 2.5 billion people are estimated to need one or more assistive products. Think of a customer zooming in on product photos, using a screen reader, and needing clear labels to compare sizes fast. When those basics work, the shopper stays focused on choosing, not struggling. Clearer product photos are one practical lever to strengthen visual access across devices. Make product photos easier to read with AI upscaling. Once you start designing for different ways people see and interact with content, product images become more than decoration. They're key information. Retailers can use AI image optimization tools to enhance product photos so shoppers can examine details more clearly and feel confident about what they're buying. For someone with low vision, a slightly blurry image can make color, texture, labels, or small features hard to interpret, especially on a phone screen. An AI image upscaler improves resolution and sharpness, so when a shopper zooms in, the photo holds on to detail instead of breaking into pixels or muddy edges. That preserves visual quality across devices and supports a more visually accessible online shopping experience. If you want a concrete place to explore this approach, options like using the Adobe Firefly AI upscaler online can help you boost clarity without changing what the product actually is. From there, you can pair clearer images with other practical upgrades that remove barriers both in-store and online. Practical upgrades to remove barriers in-store and online. Accessibility upgrades don't have to be a giant remodel or a total website rebuild. I've seen the best results when retailers make a few clear changes, test them with real shoppers, and then roll out the next layer. First, start with the no excuses physical basics. Walk your store like you're pushing a stroller or using a mobility device. Check for a step at the entrance, tight turns, cluttered end caps, and fitting rooms that don't allow a full turn. Prioritize simple fixes first, portable ramps where allowed, wider aisle pathways by moving a display, lower checkout counters, and at least one accessible fitting room with a bench, hooks, and easy-to-reach call button. These changes help more people than you might expect, including shoppers carrying bags, healing from injuries, or navigating with kids. Second, add voice-assisted navigation where decisions happen. In-store, think voice for wayfinding at the exact moments shoppers usually get stuck, finding a department, locating a restroom, or checking stock. A practical starting point is QR codes on aisle headers that open a voice-friendly page with short directions, plus an option to call for assistance without hunting down staff. Online, make sure search, filters, and product pages work smoothly with screen readers and voice control, because that's how many shoppers walk the aisles digitally. Offer tactile maps and Braille as a real navigation tool. If your layout is larger than a few aisles, create a tactile map at the entrance and customer service desk, paired with Braille and large print signage for key locations. Keep it updated. An accurate map is more valuable than a fancy one. So assign ownership to a specific role. For example, the opening manager checks it monthly. For seasonal resets, plan where tactile cues still make sense, so your accessibility doesn't disappear when displays change. Use AR virtual try-ons to reduce fitting room friction. When AR try-ons are done well, they cut down on try 5 by none fatigue and help shoppers who avoid fitting rooms due to mobility, sensory needs, or privacy concerns. Start with one category, eyewear, cosmetics, or a single apparel line, and add clear sizing notes and high contrast visuals. This pairs nicely with the AI upscaling work you've already done on product photos, because sharper images make zooming and virtual previews more useful. Make mobile payment accessibility part of checkout, not an afterthought. Audit checkout for touch targets, contrast, and timeouts. Offer at least two accessible payment paths, tap to pay on a reachable terminal, plus a staff-assisted option that doesn't require handing over a phone or reading tiny prompts. If you use kiosks or customer-facing screens, test them with screen readers and Zoom. Payment is the moment where a small barrier becomes a full stop. Train staff with routines, not just reminders. A single training session won't stick unless you give people a repeatable way to check themselves. Many teams succeed with digital retail accessibility checklists that staff can pull up on mobile devices to monitor and complete tasks like keeping aisles clear and verifying ramps and fitting rooms are usable. Build a simple monthly rhythm. 10-minute refreshers, one scenario role play, for example, guiding someone to a quieter area, and a way for staff to flag barriers without blame. When you treat accessibility like a phased rollout, measure, fix, retest, you create a shopping experience that feels calmer, clearer, and more human for everyone. Accessibility questions retailers ask most. What's the best first step if I have a limited budget? A. Start by removing the barriers that stop a visit cold. Entrances, aisles, and checkout. Do a 20-minute walkthrough with a hands-full mindset and fix what you can in a week. Then ask two or three shoppers for feedback and adjust. How do I add assistive tech without overwhelming staff? A. Pilot one tool at a time and give it a simple script. For example, train one shift to support QR-based wayfinding and one help button flow, then expand once it feels routine. Keep a one-page cheat sheet at the register. Should I worry about legal standards for online shopping tools? A. If you have a website, app, or digital documents, standards matter. Many organizations use WCAG 2.1 levels A and AA as the practical benchmark for accessible digital experiences. A quick audit can tell you what to prioritize. How do we build real sensitivity to customer differences? Teach staff to ask, "How can I make this easier for you today?" and then wait. Use short role plays for common moments like sensory overwhelm, reading small screens, or needing more time at checkout. Reinforce that offering options is respectful, not awkward. Turn accessibility into ongoing improvement through customer feedback. Accessibility can feel like a moving target. Staff are busy, budgets are real, and no one wants to get it wrong. The steady way forward is the mindset we've used throughout. Start where you are, design for real people, and keep improving based on what shoppers tell you. When you treat inclusive retail as a normal part of operations, you unlock the benefits of inclusive retail, stronger loyalty, fewer friction points, and a store that works better for everyone. Accessibility is a practice, not a project.